Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Danny Cannell, he played quarterback in the NFL for almost a decade, and he can be heard now on SiriusXM, seen on CBS Sports HQ, and myriad other broadcast outlets. He does not stop working. He is joining us now. Hello, Danny.
What's up, Hawk? How we doing? Third time's a charm, baby.
We're good, yeah. We were going to talk to him on Monday. We were going to talk to him on Tuesday, and we finally
have
gotten it together.
You just kept getting bigger guests and better opportunities, and so finally, like hump day, no one's around because it's Cinco de Mayo. Everybody's out drinking already. You come to me on Cinco de Mayo, so yeah, so I appreciate it.
That's how we do it. All right, well, let's jump into it here. Danny Cannell, Dolphins selected, and I'm just talking the first round here, so just the first round, not an overall grade, but the first round, the Dolphins selected Jaylen Waddle and Jalen Phillips. What did you think of their first round selections?
Solid. I really do. I think it was solid. You know, it's funny. I got a bunch of Dolphin buddies because I grew up down here. I got Dolphin friends from across the country. They're texting me during the draft. You know, what are we going to do? Who are we going to take? Should we take the offensive lineman, Penei Sewell, who was still on the board? You know, can we trade up for Kyle Pitts? You know, all these opportunities were on the board. I think the Dolphins gotten Jaylen Waddle, one of the most dynamic receivers in the draft. I mean, he's the fastest guy in the draft. And if he didn't get hurt, he might have had the year that Devontae Smith had and ended up winning the Heisman Trophy, who was taken later. And I know there's, and I do think Ja'Marr Chase was the better receiver of these two, but he's still an unbelievably dynamic playmaker that you can put out there for Tua, because with the Dolphins being all in on Tua, they had a choice to make. Do you give him a playmaker or do you give him the offensive lineman? It's a really tough call to make. I do, but I do think you can get adequate play at the tackle position. And you can find that a little bit lower in the draft. I don't know if you could find a playmaker like Jaylen Waddle anywhere close to him later in the draft. So I like that one. And then Jalen Phillips out of Miami had a monster year. You know, overtook Gregory Rousseau, who had all the hype and then decided to opt out. The only thing that concerns me, and this happens all the time in the NFL, is you've got some medical concerns. And if they're not an issue with his head and some of the concussion issues he's had to go through – and his retirement, then you're all good. And you could have an absolute megastar on your hand, but that's the risk you run. So from both a player standpoint of what these guys could be, but also from a need standpoint, I thought the Dolphins knocked it out of the park.
But Danny, speaking of those receivers, especially with that number six pick with Waddle, they had three. They end up trading back to 12 and, you know, giving the 49ers number three and all that stuff. They could have had Pitts or Ja'Marr Chase, and they got Waddle. Was that a mistake to trade out of three? Because I'm with you. Kyle Pitts was my guy, not just being a Gator. I think Kyle Pitts is going to be a matchup nightmare in this league for 10 years to come.
Oh, trust me, Channing. I wish I could sit on here and say Kyle Pitts is a bomb. He's a Gator. He went to Gainesville. Like, what a loser he's going to be. The dude, I think, is the surest thing in the draft to a lock, and especially considering what the NFL is turning into. I think offensive coordinators are realizing what type of talent they are, what type of mismatches they can present with the tight end position and with this hybrid tight end that we're evolving into. But I still think they needed more pieces, you know, and I don't think Jalen Waddle is that much of a drop-off from Ja'Marr Chase. Now, Kyle Pitts, that's the other one, but he was I want to say timing-wise of when he started to rise. Now, I liked him a lot. I don't think anybody predicted that he would have gone three when the Dolphins made that trade, so maybe they thought they could still get him, and maybe that was a misplay. But I'm with you. Like, it still hurts. Like, I would have loved to seen Kyle Pitts in a Miami Dolphins uniform, but I think you've got to go with the hand that you're dealt or the hand that you traded in for, right? I mean, you took some new cards there by trading back, but I still think the overall haul was worth that risk.
It's what makes the draft so frustrating at times too, because I wanted them to get Kyle Pitts, but I don't want to root for a Florida Gator either, but then I end up rooting for all these Alabama guys, which I don't want to root for either. So the only thing that I never have to worry about is rooting for an FSU guy because no one gets drafted out of there. Right? Anyone?
Asante Samuel Jr.'s carrying the torch for us this year.
Hey, so you mentioned Kyle Pitts being a sure thing. You mentioned Kyle Pitts being like a sure thing. Is Trevor Lawrence, is there any doubt in your mind, having played the position, any doubt in your mind that Trevor Lawrence is the best quarterback that came out and is going to be an impact player in the NFL?
Not for me. I mean, this is a player who's been, dubbed the chosen one, a la, LeBron James in football since eighth grade when, he started playing, started getting some attention. But much like LeBron James, he's lived up to the hype everywhere he's been. He won in high school and was, everybody's All-American, five-star recruit. Then he goes to Clemson, wins, his true freshman year, and he beats Alabama in the championship game, bursts on the scene, and met every expectation while he was at Clemson. And then now is the number one overall pick, kind of is on this trajectory to be that. He's got the skill set. I do believe in his intangibles. I think he's a great young man. I think he's got the IQ. I think he's got the arm. I think he's got the athleticism for today's NFL. The only thing that worries me, and this is with every quarterback that was selected, is his surroundings. Like, Urban Meyer is, this is his first step into the NFL, and you don't have a talent advantage in the NFL. It's designed to have parity. And when he was at Florida, he had better talent than everybody else. When he was at Ohio State, he had better talent than everybody else, and that allowed him to win championships. And I'm curious, Channing probably can speak to this just as well, is what is his motivational tactics and his coaching style? How does it translate at the next level? And what type of staff has he created at the next level? If they do those things for Trevor Lawrence, if they have, even an average bit of success, or they put decent to good talent around him, good system around him, I have no doubt Trevor Lawrence will fail. But if for whatever reason, if Urban Meyer's message isn't translating, if he makes some mistakes personnel-wise, going after all these former five-star recruits because he's familiar with the recruiting rankings and they miss on some of those, and they miss in talent evaluation, then I'm somewhat concerned. But I still would say if there's typically a 50-50 chance that there's going to be a bust with Trevor Lawrence, I would put it at 80% he's going to be a success. Like, I do not have that much worry about him being a bust.
And, Danny, my thing about that is actually getting drafted by Nick Saban, who failed in the NFL, ended up going back to college because he's the best college coach of all time. They have to humble themselves. You're not a dictator. Mm-hmm. You can't go tell a 34-year-old 10-time All-Pro to shut the hell up or, just run. Like, you can't yell at him like that. So, I don't know. I didn't play for Urban. I miss Urban by one. But I would say if Urban can humble himself and understand that you're a rookie as a coach, you have some veteran players on this team that have respect and have done this thing and probably got $100 million in the bank, then I think Urban can succeed, on that path of conversation.
Totally agree. And that's where I don't know. A lot of college coaches have a God complex because they are God in college. Like, you have to listen to them. You have to do what they say. You have to take the marching orders. And that's changing somewhat. We've seen some pushback from players. But those coaches still have a lot of that mentality in them. And I think Urban Meyer has had somewhat of that type of mentality, but I don't think it was even as much as Nick Saban. I mean, Nick Saban is a unique individual, and his style is very unique, and it really works in college, but clearly players didn't respond to that. But see, here's where I'm worried about Channing, because Urban Meyer's more, he's not really an X and O guy. Like, he's always been a special teams coach. He's hired his coordinators. He's been the motivational guy. Like, and while in college you can get players hyped up and get them to buy in and all this stuff, and you can ride that emotion, you know, to a really successful season, the NFL is a marathon. And you can't really just go on emotion. You've got to have some level of X's and O's, a strategy, a plan, a game plan, and you've got to have buy-in. And it's not so much emotion as it is building a roster, executing that roster on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. So that's only the other. And then, I mean, college is talent acquisition. Again, that goes back to why I think Urban Meyer and Nick Saban were so successful. They had the best rosters in college football. In the NFL, you don't see that. The best roster is marginally better than the next one. You might have a much better quarterback, but 53 men across the board, you have a little bit of an advantage, but not the type of advantage you have in college. And I think that'll be an adjustment for Urban to make. And, you know, if he thinks it was stressful in college, the grind, wait till he gets to this level where it's much more of a grind. So it's going to be an interesting experiment to unfold. And, like, even when Nick Saban was taken, I would have said, you know what, I trust somebody who's won as much to adapt, and I think Urban will adapt. But you're right, man. He's got to come in there and kind of check his ego at the door because he hasn't done it at this level.
Danny Cannell is with us. All right, pull out the old crystal ball here. What are Dolphins fans going to see from Tua this upcoming season?
I think you'll see improvement. I think he's got to get better. I mean, it was such a unique offseason with COVID and all the things that we saw this past year. You know, he had Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, who was, kind of a fan favorite, but also had played a lot of football. And, you know, I mean, you're always going to have a backup and there's going to be somebody competent there. But I think, you know, he realizes this is his team and the Dolphins have made that very clear. So I think you'll see improvement. And I really think, so this is the window that I think shortened somewhat. I think he has to show it this year. You know, I mean, if there already were rumblings of what they were looking else that was out there potentially, I think they want to see from Tua make those massive strides and do that. I'm still concerned. Like, I'd be happy if we saw 17 games, a full schedule out of Tua. And if you saw, you know, a little bit of promise and see more improvement and see a little bit more ability to push the ball downfield, because now you've got the playmaker on the outside to go along with the weapons you already have. And they're starting to create a pretty talented offense around you. So now you should take that next step. And I do think he will. Like, I think he has his limitations, and I think that can be frustrating at times if you're watching Patrick Mahomes or some of these other top-tier quarterbacks in the league. But he's got enough arm strength. He has enough, athleticism to make those plays. Now he's got to go out and do it, and he has to prove it, because I think this is a prove-it year for Tua.
And, Danny, you let me know, because you've done this transition, college to the NFL, and let me know if I've been lying to people, because I'm telling people – it was so big in his career for him not to have OTAs, mini camps, you know, that lead up. You spoke about COVID, that lead up to a season for a rookie quarterback, throwing with his players and all. They really walked in the gym, met each other, and then played a game 3 weeks later. Am I putting too much on not having last offseason for these rookie quarterbacks?
No, you nailed it. I mean, it's so much. I think the biggest shock to your system, and I kind of laugh because we hear that term football IQ, or we hear about quarterbacks having a NFL-style system when they're in college, so it should help them with the transition. And I kind of laugh because they might have a few concepts that they're going to use in the NFL, but the amount they put on your shoulders from a mental side is astronomically different. I mean, it's just a totally different workload because – you've got all day to study it. You don't have to go to class. You don't have only 20 hours. Or if you're at Florida or Miami, I know they sneak in 30, but at Florida State, we run a tight ship and we only get 20. But you have all day, like that's your full-time job. So you're like thrown this playbook that is so much more intense, and you see defenses that are doing the same thing. So you've got to study the defenses more. It's the mental workload. And you cannot learn that in a classroom. You can't learn it on a board. You can't watch it on video. You can't learn it on video. You can't learn it via Zoom. The only way you can learn is by repetition, and you get those in practice, real practice, not walkthroughs, real practice and real games. So I think you nailed it, and that's why I do think you'll see a massive jump in improvement from Tua, because, you know, the speed physically, yes, there's a jump, but, I mean, he's playing at Bama. He's playing with all these guys. He's already played with Jalen Waddle. He's played with a lot of talented players, speed, athleticism. To me, yes, it is a jump across the board physically, but the biggest jump the quarterbacks have to take is that mental leap that they have to take, knowing how to process an NFL playbook and then execute it. And I do think you'll see a vast improvement with that, with a comfort level. We hear that term, the game slows down. And truly, it won't slow down for another couple of years for Tua, but it'll be slower than it was in his first year. And that's what you want to see, so he can start processing and executing a little bit smoother.
Danny Cannell is with us. Don't they have a Whataburger up in Tallahassee?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's on Thomasville Road.
Did you like it?
Headed out to Thomasville. It was a little bit too far for the late night runs. We had a White Castle that was closer to campus. And then
wait a second. Wait a second. How did you have a White Castle?
It was Crystal Burger. Crystal Burger, excuse me. I guess because I was in Jersey, was White Castle. When I was on the Giants, it was.
Because
not that I frequented these, because I was on the TB12 diet early. But I do know there was a Crystal Burger that was right there on Tennessee Street that I. Yeah, it was those late nights, because you don't want to be driving around too late.
Did you see? I mean, you're the quarterback for the Seminoles in Tallahassee. I mean, you can pretty much do whatever you want. Let's be honest. You could have taken a Boeing 747 down the street if you wanted, and you weren't going to get in trouble. But I digress. I'm sure Bobby Bowden would have been very upset that you went to Whataburger.
I would have had to run a lot of laps. Yeah. I would have done that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Did you see what went on at White Castle in Orlando on Monday? Did you see this?
I did not. What happened? Fill me in.
So this is the first White Castle. That's why I was shocked when you said it. This is the first White Castle to open in Florida since the 60s, and it's the world's largest White Castle. It opened Monday in Orlando, and the line to get sliders was 6 hours long, and they had to
really?
Cap people's orders at 12 sliders. And I was just wondering if you were a fan of White Castle, but it sounds like you've had White Castle when you played for the Giants, and
yep.
had Crystal Burger when you played for the Seminoles. So do you like the sliders?
Oh, yeah, I love the sliders. I mean, anything tastes good at 2:30 a.m. after a night out in college, right? I mean, there were three spots. It was Crystal Burger, there was Taco Bell, and then there was a Guthrie's, which is a famous, like, chicken finger spot, like chicken fingers. That was only on the – you got a chicken box or a chicken plate. And that line out there was – 20 cars deep at 3 a.m. on any Friday, Saturday night in Tallahassee. Those were the spots. But, yeah, if that was a little bit too crowded, cruise over to Crystal Burger and pound about a dozen of those little mini burgers.
Y'all had Guthrie's in Tallahassee, Danny. We had Zaxby's in Gainesville. I got to say Zaxby's is better. You ever had a Zaxby's?
I have. A buddy of mine, owns, five or six of them. I know he's done really well. They've exploded since then, too.
Yeah, man, it's hard to believe someone would choose UM when South Beach and Coconut Grove are there, when they could go to Zaxby's or Guthrie's and Taco Bell up in Gainesville or Tallahassee. Jeez, can't imagine why someone would want to go to UM.
Cafe Risque was the draw in Gainesville. That's where Channing. That's what drew him to. That's what drew him
that's
to right. Gainesville. We
that's
all
what,
know
that's
that.
What Channing called study hall.
Danny, I used to go to Cafe Risque all the time. And it's crazy because one of the dancers told me, just don't eat the potato salad. And I was like, why would she tell me that? And then she told me later on, he was like, the dude mixes it up with no gloves on with his hands. Do not eat the potato salad. Her real name was Lisa.
Wait.
She was a nice person.
Why'd you go there to eat?
You're there 4 or 5 hours, you get a little hungry, you know.
Yeah, funny, that's man. True.
Is there
that's
any
true.
Food, Danny Cannell, is there any food worth waiting, any particular location worth waiting 6 hours for?
No, I'm like, you give me a 45-minute wait time at most restaurants and I'm going to bounce. Houston, I'll wait around for Houston. And then the other thing, and this is the great thing about Chick-fil-A, Because Chick-fil-A, you think it's going to be 45 minutes, but with the double drive-up window and their serve, they're actually pretty good. Like, the most you'll ever have to wait at is Chick-fil-A is like 15 minutes. So those are the two places I'll wait for. Other than that, I'm going on to the next stop.
All right. So you don't miss Whataburger? You don't want to drive up to Tallahassee every now and then just to get Whataburger?
No, but you know what I have, actually? My nephew, he's like 28. You know what he got me on to? Whataburger has a spicy ketchup that you can actually order on Amazon. And so I actually use that at the house. Like, I got it come in 3-pack. They give me the Amazon. They send it right to me. Whataburger spicy ketchup. It's actually really good. I highly recommend.
Look at that, yeah. Crowder and I had our first Whataburgers. It was like a year and a half ago. We were in Dallas doing radio for a fight out there, and I wanted to go to Whataburger, and I couldn't believe when they offered the spicy ketchup. I mean, what a treat.
You gave that young lady hell about everything and everybody in the damn store.
I was asking her about the restaurant. I was trying to learn a little bit about Whataburger.
She makes $7 an hour. She just wanted to mop the floor, and you kept talking to her.
Everybody likes to have conversation. This is what I have found in my life, Crowder. You're too much of a grump. All right, Danny Cannell. Danny Cannell, thank you for making time for us, Danny. We always enjoy it.
All right, fellas, have a good one. We'll see you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps. Thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.